Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
A problem with the presidential primaries. They're not going to do debates. Biden on the Democrat side, they're not going to do primary debates for the Democrats because Biden is going to be the presumptive nominee, even though you've got really strong candidates like Kennedy and Marianne Williamson. Sorry. You also have candidates like let's leave strong out of the context. But on the Republican side, even though you're going to have, we would think, we're going to have primary debates. They might be Trump-free because former President Trump says, he might not do Republican debates at all. This is from about a week or two ago. I see that everyone is talking about the Republican debates, but nobody got my approval or the approval of the Trump campaign before announcing them. So he says, I just don't think I'm going to do it. You know, based on one of the final statements, he says, Trump said he had big lead in poll numbers and questions why he would want to subject himself to the what he calls hostile networks, all caps for the networks. He loves his all caps, right? With Trump, all caps, and MAGA, all caps, hating anchors. And he says the end of the statement, the publisher of the Washington Post newspaper is an officer with the Reagan Library Foundation. And so his take on that for a debate host slash venue slash participation is no. Again, all caps with one exclamation mark, which one isn't all that many for him. But seriously, you have this question of whether you're going to have the two front runners in a debate of any kind in the primary. On the Republican side, we might have it without Trump. On the Democrat side, there might not be one at all, looks like. So my question is, what do you think? 437-1620. We'll start with the Democrats. Does it bother you, 437-1620, if you are a Democrat, that your presidential nominee might basically get to the primary voting without having had to go to a single debate against any of the contenders, who at this point, let's acknowledge, are pretty weak candidates, are very weak candidates compared to him. I know a bunch of Democrats who are livid about this, who are furious about it because they feel like they're being deprived of the opportunity to, you know, make choices and see their candidate and decide on the basis of the evidence that normally is presented in the process of finding a presidential candidate. I'll give you a different take, okay? As a Republican who really, really hopes that Joe Biden does not get reelected. Some other candidate steps up that wouldn't be nearly so bad, that Joe Biden backs out. I don't want Joe Biden to be president again. But at the same time, I don't see how it benefits him as a politician to do the debates. I get the argument. How is he going to look doing it? he's going to look terrible doing a debate. He can barely get through a press conference without looking at his annotated, comic strip of which reporters he's supposed to call on and what questions they're going to ask him and then the answers he's supposed to give. Like, how is he going to do in a debate? Not well. And so if you're a Democrat, if your goal is to get him reelected, the number one thing you should do is let him campaign from the basement again, because it worked the last time. And that's the best chance you got this time, too, because even against incredibly weak opponents, I don't think it does him any favors to be in a debate. Now, I think that for the sake of the democracy that you ought to have your candidates show. But I think we know what it's going to show. It's going to show that he's not there the way even a couple of years ago he was, which is certainly not where he was a decade ago. So on the Democrat side, I'm with you in spirit, but I don't see how it benefits him. I don't see how it benefits your party. I mean, if he's going to be your nominee, the last thing you want to do is give the Republicans ammunition. And no doubt him in a debate would. Now on the Republican side, this is weird. I think that Trump will show up. I don't think he can resist. And he did so well. I mean, he was crushing people in the last last time around. You remember 2016? He was beating everybody in the debates. That was the point. He ran them out of the business. You know, people that seemed like they were going to do great. Jeb Bush. You remember Jeb Bush? You remember the former governor who had all of the Republican establishment behind him? You know, and he came to town. Like, Trump comes to town and he does a rally. And look, I'm not a Trump supporter. I'm a Republican, okay? But I'm not like, he's not my guy, okay? You know, Trump comes to town and he packs the Bay Center. Jeb Bush comes to town and he can fill a 300-room side meeting area in the Bay Center. You know, like, it just was, there was no comparison. And just got trounced out of the debates. Rubio got trounced out of the debate. Like, you know, again and again and again, the people that you thought were the strong candidates for the Republicans, Trump demolished them out of the debates, okay? So I don't think Trump will really stay away. I think he's just threatening at this point. I don't think he can resist the chance to do what he loves to do, which is, you know, give people weird nicknames and make fun of them and embarrass them and argue against them and show that, as a comparison to Biden, you know, he's very capable mentally. Now, will we have actual presidential debates between the two, Biden and Trump? I don't think you can avoid having them, but debates, it seems to me, okay, would clearly favor Trump. But then again, we saw the town hall at CNN, and some people think that that showcased Trump in a negative light. I think in a lot of ways it showcased Trump in a negative light. But a debate between Biden and Trump? Oh, my God. It's just like, it's hard to even imagine. 437-1620. What do you think? Should the primaries on the Democrat side have it? Should the Republicans, should Trump participate? And then, you know, do you think there will be, if those two wind up being the party nominees? And, of course, we're still quite a ways out. I mean, we're a year before figuring this stuff out. But do you think they will have actual debates before the election? 617 News Radio 92.3 Candy's got traffic for you.
Not showing any slowdowns. There's one accident. It is Cerny Road and Blue Angel Parkway. Looks like it has been cleaned up, moved off to the side. If you have traffic tips, text 437-1620. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Hey, if you're 64 years old, turning 65, you know, you're going to make some switches in your insurance. You're going to go over onto Medicare. And if you haven't done that, which obviously you haven't, that can create a little bit of apprehension, like you're not quite sure what to expect. Also, it might well be the case, because I know from folks telling me this is the case, that you're going to be getting letters, you're going to be getting phone calls, and you're going to feel like everybody's all over you trying to, you know, this is like a complicated, scary, overwhelming thing. It's not. It's very easy. But it can feel overwhelming if it's new to you and you're getting harassed about it. Here's what you do. Okay, Ricky Stewart is a good friend of mine. She's lived here. I mean, I've known her as long as we've lived here. She's lived here longer than I have. But, you know, her whole family does insurance. This is the slice of it that she does. Just give her a call. Ask your questions about Medicaid and supplement and, you know, prescription drug benefits and Advantage. And, you know, I said Medicaid, but that's like if you qualify, whatever. Ask her. She'll know. Okay. And then she can help you get transitioned. If I were 64, I would be calling her. Ricky Stewart Insurance, 341-2185. So I mentioned a moment ago, we were talking about the debate. Somebody here said debate should be mandatory for president or not, like at every level. I give you one sort of different thought. And somebody here, same thing. I feel the debate should be mandatory on both sides. Gives the general population a good view and who they want to vote for. Can I be a contrarian for just a second? As somebody who watches the debates, as somebody who finds them sometimes very entertaining, sometimes informative, sometimes neither, sometimes both, I like debates for county commission. I like debates for city council. I like debates for state representative, U.S. Senate, Congress. I hate debates for governor. I hate debates for president. And even mayor. I hate debates for mayor. And I'll tell you why. Because executives and legislators are different. They are fundamentally different positions. And what you want in an executive is a great administrator. And a great administrator may or may not be a great debater. Debates tend to center around policy. They tend to center around, you know, which view you affirm, like your view on this policy or that. And that's not the role of the president. That is not the role of the governor. It's not the role of the mayor. The role there is administration, is enacting the things that the legislature creates. And so my problem with debates is I don't think they measure the right thing when it comes to the executive. I think what they measure is debating skill. And let me give you an example. I think I would make a fairly good debater. I know because I debated, you know, and I debate for a living. Like, I do talk radio. I read. I think. I comment. Okay? This is my skill zone. I would make a terrible administrator. You do not want me running the city. You do not want me running the state. You do not want me running the country. The request I've had in the past to run for president aside. No. You don't want me doing that job. I'm terrible at it. My wife would be great at it. My wife, she would run the country great, okay? Not me. But when it comes to debates, I'd be the one who wins the debates, not her. You see, the distinction is who's good at the public speaking, who's good at the turn of a phrase, who's good at the working of the crowd and the telling of the stories, you know, who's captivating and charming and winsome and humorous and whatever, okay? That's what a debate measures. That is a terrible indicator for who's going to run a government. You want somebody who actually knows how to, you know, run. This is why, like, business leaders, CEOs, governors make better presidents than senators, because governors actually know how to run things. Unless you have somebody who's like a Rick Scott, who's a senator and a former governor and, you know, former business owner. So my general view is that debates are a terrible way to pick executive branch leaders. And even if you were going to have debates to pick them, I think they ask all the wrong questions. Don't ask, and I know I'm not going to persuade all the people who do this stuff to do this right, but when you're doing debates for like the executive branch functions, ask questions related to, you know, executive branch functions. You know, how do you hire people? How do you fire people? Tell me what you would do in this situation. Tell me what you would do with this world leader. How would you haggle with them? What would you... Actually ask questions that are relevant to that office instead of the standard political philosophy kinds of questions that we tend to always ask. So that's my 83 cents worth. I mean, with Bidenflation, you got to add some price to it. 622 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay.
Hi, this is Todd Thompson, President and CEO of the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. Tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel for the Chamber Connection Show that will keep you informed on what's going on with your Chamber of Commerce. Tune in at 10 to find out about our upcoming events, all of our different programs, and what's happening with our local business community. It's the Chamber Connection Show every other Monday at 10 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
As a business owner, you have a lot on your plate. Managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. An IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, submitting state and federal taxes, helping with COVID employee retention credits, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and HR expertise. Avalon HR lets you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Avalon HR, employing made easy.
Investing in times like these can be scary if you don't have the right person at the helm of your finances. Armada Advisors will put you on the right path for success. Join Wesley Odom with Armada Advisors to find a better way you can successfully invest your money and enjoy your retirement. Tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel tomorrow morning at 10.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Never miss a breaking news story or important weather update again. Download the News Radio Pensacola app and opt in for push notifications.
And just like that, the one tiny aspect of government I enjoyed was clubbed to death before my eyes.
Somebody was texting me and talking about this question about the debate and to what degree debating is a good way to hire an executive. I don't think so at all. It's honestly just like another line on this thinking is, you know, when a board or a corporation is hiring a person, do they have them debate each other? No, that's not how that works at all. I mean, unless it's like, what, The Apprentice, maybe, which people don't typically do it that way. They interview them in private, separately. You're like, well, we can't really do that picking a president. Well, that's the argument for why we shouldn't have direct election of the president, which I don't actually believe in that either, because I think that's a dumb way to do it. You know, I like having all of the legislators get together. The Electoral College, the way it was originally supposed to be, is a bunch of people who are really sort of knowledgeable about the people in the group that they're considering would all pick.
Back in the day before everybody got educations, that's why that was.
Have we done a lot better with educations? I mean, they had educations.
I mean, you tell me.
The people, you know, we tend to think that the people in the, you know, the early or the late 18th century were these, you know, backwards podunk hicks. I don't know. In the newspaper of the day, they read the Federalist paper. Have you read the Federalist papers? I think your average high school graduate would struggle with the Federalist papers these days, and not because of the language and the grammar and the spelling, but because of the complexity of them. I think the average person was significantly smarter and more educated a long while ago than we are today. So, yeah, I don't mind. I don't mind the idea of you picking your representatives and then, you know, some other mechanism for the senators, and then they all get together and they create electors who pick the president. That doesn't bother me because, again, I think the way we do it is quite stupid. 626 on News Radio 92.3 Candy's got traffic for you.
Looks like everything's running smoothly. Not showing any slowdowns. One accident, Cerny and Blue Angel, but moved off to the side. Certainly, if you see an accident or have a traffic tip, 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thanks so much, Candy. David Wayne now in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says an upcoming military counteroffensive is aimed at freeing occupied territory in Ukraine. He was in Berlin on Sunday. Zelensky said he doesn't attack Russian territory. They're liberating their own legitimate territory. There's another big airbag recall. General Motors has announced that about a million vehicles are being recalled due to some faulty airbags. These recalls include Buick Enclaves, Chevrolet Traverses, and GMC Acadias from 2014 through 2017 with airbags produced by ARC Automotive. And the mayor of a southeast border town says they're still on high alert, but they have not been overwhelmed since Title 42 expired. Laredo Mayor Victor Trevino says the big flow of migrants that many were predicting has not yet arrived there.
Yeah, and that's kind of what the numbers seem to say. I'm cautious about these numbers, but that we were 10 or 11,000 a day being arrested prior to Title 42 ending, down to 6,200 on Thursday on Friday, and 4,100 or something like that on Saturday. So, you know, illegal border crossings seem to be down since the end of Title 42 because of the warnings that if you get caught and you'll be deported for 5 years, you won't be able to come back, and that you can get in line on the app and 1,000 a day will get appointments. David, thanks so much for the update. 627 on News Radio 92.3. When it comes to heating or cooling your home, you got a lot of choices for HVAC maintenance, repairs, or replacement. You want to be able to pick up that phone and have confidence you get the right products installed the right way for the right price with 100% guarantee for your satisfaction. That's Peden. Peden Air Conditioning, Heating, and Electrical. Right now, of course, it's tune-up time and check-up time to make sure your AC is going to work right, work all summer, and not waste your money by wasting the electricity. $49 inspections for AC right now in Pensacola, Fort Walton, and Panama City, and $29 if you're in Baldwin County. Yeah, we've been telling you about how they're expanding into Baldwin County. Well, they have expanded into Baldwin County, and right now, $29 for an AC checkup in Baldwin County. The first 400 people that call get a free Smart Care membership. So, yeah, Peden is in Baldwin County and does great work. So if you need AC worker replacement, call Peden. If you've got an electrical issue, call Peden. You can check them out online at Peden, PEDEN.com. 628, what else do we have going on? Bands on the beach tomorrow night, obviously weather permitting. But Santa Rosa Island Authority puts us on at the Gulfside Pavilion, 7 o'clock. Modern El Dorados takes the stage, so it's always a good show. All kinds of good music. That is such a, you know, it's funny, Candy, you know this, because you, when you're with Cat Country, you'd go work, you know,
yeah, we have
bands
to do
on the beach
all
the time.
Of them, yeah.
But it's, I always find it fascinating that you tend to think that the things you see and know all the time are kind of like the scope of the reality around you. You know, and so if you don't go to bands on the beach and you kind of just forget that it's there, you forget that there's thousands of people.
Absolutely.
Just like, you know, when we used to have evenings packed in Old Seville Square that we don't have anymore. You know, huge event, right? The stuff that, like, there are, you know, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people doing this all the time. Mm-hmm. And I just think it's fascinating that, you know, what you see, you know, if you go to Wahoo's games, you see the baseball in this town is huge. If you go to Ice Flyers games, you see, you know, right? And if you don't, you're like, oh, there's a college here?
That's
well,
true.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
You know,
get
the
out.
Stuff that you see, right? 629 on News Radio 92.3. So that's tomorrow night. And also, oh, I have a giveaway. What is this? The Pensacola Little Theater ticket giveaway, The Nebula of Georgia, which is they're calling it a drama comedy written by one of our own, the story of a family in Georgia, chock full of Southernisms and great characters. The wayward daughter comes home for a funeral and gets a chilly reception by her family. And so here's the thing. I have two tickets to go see The Nebula of Georgia, Friday, May 19th through Saturday, May 27th. I'm assuming these are going to be like sort of vouchers, you know, you get to pick. I'll give them to you right now. First caller, be fast. I tell you, I like to reward you for being fast. 437-1620, 437-1620. First caller gets two tickets.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. An expected surge of migrants when pandemic-related asylum restrictions ended Thursday night has not happened after a big surge last week.
Sources tell Fox News they do not expect this lull to last. We're also learning that Border Patrol agents in California arrested an Afghan national who was on the FBI terror watch list. He had crossed the U.S. illegally with a group on Wednesday, and fingerprinting gave away his status.
Fox's Alexandria Hoff. A 78-year-old American citizen accused of spying sentenced to life in prison by a court in China.
The charges against John Xingwang Leung have not been publicly released, but we do know he's a permanent resident of Hong Kong who was detained in April 2021 by China's counterintelligence agency. The U.S. Embassy in China says it's aware of the case but won't tell us more because of concerns over privacy.
Fox's Jonathan Savage. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, it's 6:31, News Radio 92.3.
Oh, yeah, no. Is it okay if I...
Yeah, go ahead.
Go ahead, 6:31.
6:31. And now here's Candy with...
No, I was going to say, our phone lines are down, and he just gave away tickets for the Nebula at Pensacola Little Theater. So text in the word tickets to 437-1620, and we'll just grab a winner by, you know...
Well, there you go.
There you go, sorry. Okay, go ahead with your great news.
Well, thank you very
much.
You're
welcome. Sorry.
Two people taken to the hospital after crashing into a building. This happened during a chase with Pensacola police yesterday. PPD says they were chasing a Ford Mustang that had been stolen in an armed carjacking recently. You know, officers spotted that car near Pace and Cervantes on Sunday. That led to the chase. The vehicle reportedly smashed into the side of a building and then flipped over, and both people in that vehicle had to be taken to Baptist Hospital after the crash. Right now, no word on the severity of those people's injuries or on charges that have been filed. A serial burglar booked into the Escambia County Jail on 117 different burglary charges, and those charges from across the state, apparently. Jail records showing 51-year-old Dwayne Officer is charged with several counts each of burglary, possession of burglary tools, and property damage, larceny. Right now, there's no word on how many of those alleged offenses happened here in Escambia County. Jail records also show officer has a hold from the State Department of Corrections. Officer previously sentenced to several years in prison on burglary charges in both Leon and Alachua counties. And police say that officer had also been linked to burglary sprees across the Panhandle in Jacksonville, Clearwater, St. John's, and Pasco counties as well. An Alabama woman and her stepfather, who apparently is also her boyfriend, is now charged with murder in the death of her two-month-old child. A death investigation began last month in Escambia County, Alabama. A child reportedly showed signs of head trauma and bruising on the body when they died. And the mother, 24-year-old Shelby Comalander, and her stepfather and boyfriend, 48-year-old Larry Jackson, have now both been arrested. They're both charged with murder and aggravated child abuse, and Jackson also facing charges for possession of methamphetamine, both being held in the Escambia, Alabama jail with no bond. Governor Ron DeSantis still has not declared that he's planning to run for president, but he was in Iowa over the weekend meeting with potential voters. NBC's Ali Raffa.
The signs in Iowa this weekend said DeSantis 2024.
We must reject the culture of losing that has infected our party in recent years.
And the Florida governor ramped up his veiled attacks on the GOP's frontrunner, former President Trump.
The time for excuses is over.
And this came after Trump attacked DeSantis in a new ad that was posted last Friday, where Trump again called him Ron DeSanctimonious and said he needed a personality transplant. Former President Trump also calling the governor's recent foreign travels a total bomb. Florida Congressman Byron Donalds now blaming President Biden for the debt ceiling crisis.
Joe Biden doesn't lead. Joe Biden doesn't have a plan. Joe Biden doesn't have a strategy. And what Joe Biden brings America to every single time is a crisis point.
And the Republican said on Fox News on Sunday that the president is leading the U.S. into default. Of course, President Biden met with House Speaker Kevin McCarthy and other congressional leaders last week. They have another meeting scheduled here for this week. And it is 6:35. Candy, do you have an update on our traffic on the fives?
Good news is we're not showing any slowdowns or delays. Accident at Cerny and Blue Angel moved off to the side. Again, watch for East Bay Boulevard and Navarre. That's closed south of Copple still as part of the ongoing drainage improvement project. Traffic tips, text 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
We're going to be seeing a beautiful warm day today with temperatures rising near 91 degrees, plenty of humidity with a 40% chance of afternoon showers and thunderstorms. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 73. Staying warm for your Tuesday with a 30% chance of afternoon showers and thunderstorms. High on Tuesday near 87 degrees. Tuesday night, temperatures dropping near 73. Rain chances continue for Wednesday with a 50% chance of rain with a high near 86. Stay connected to the Channel 3 News First Warning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
And right now we've got sunshine. It's 73 here in Pensacola, 77 in Gulf Breeze, 73 in Milton. Our next news at 7. Breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
I'm Jennifer Kishinka with Your Money Now. After inhabiting a palatial executive suite for more than 25 years, ExxonMobil's top brass is downsizing. The Wall Street Journal says in a part symbolic, part practical move for the oil company, CEO Darren Woods and company are packing up their Dallas area offices for a move this summer to a building now under construction at a campus outside Houston. The new office is intended to be a bit more economical, in keeping with the company's recent pledges to be leaner. The Biden administration is ramping up a program that aims to give a real-time picture of U.S. supply chains through the exchange of company data. 53 companies representing the end-to-end supply chain are now part of the Transportation Department's Freight Logistics Optimization Works. Participants share shipment data on a daily and weekly basis that's then used to create a tool measuring container demand and fluidity. The group's newest members include Costco and Walmart. That's Your Money Now.
Did you know China starts teaching financial literacy in preschool? American kids are getting left behind, but we can help at home thanks to The Sensibles, a team of animated superheroes who help kids develop smart money habits in a fun way. Each month, they get a kit in the mail with a DVD, a comic book, access to an interactive website, fun activities, and lots more. Visit bcs-kids.com today and enter promo code CENT for 20% off. Digital subscriptions also available. The Sensibles. It's the sensible thing to do.
My doctor told me my cholesterol is borderline, so I took control with Garlic Healthy Cholesterol Formula. Garlic helps maintain healthy cholesterol safely and naturally. It's odor and taste-free, and garlic is a world leader in garlic potency. I'm taking charge of my cholesterol with Garlic Healthy Cholesterol Formula, cholesterol's natural enemy.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural references only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
Hi, I'm Terrence A. Gross. As many of you know, I am a local board-certified personal injury lawyer, and I have practiced in this community for almost 40 years. Our law firm handles only people that have been injured due to the negligence of another. Join me this Wednesday at 10:30 on Pep Talk as we discuss all aspects of personal injury law.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 is accepting applications for employment. Periodically, we have openings in sales, business, news, promotions, engineering, production, and programming. We'll keep your application for consideration when such an opening occurs. We also provide internships for qualified students. Apply online at News Radio 92.3 or at our studios at 7251 Plantation Road between 8:30 a.m. and 5:30 p.m. ADX Communications is an equal opportunity employer.
It's that time of year again, hurricane season. News Radio 92.3 provides informative, local, and dependable coverage to make sure you're informed of any major storms coming to our area. Before a storm, we keep you informed of the storm's track, where food and gas shortages occur, and where you can get sandbags. During the storm, we stay on the air to let you know where the storm is headed, where power outages occur, road closures, and other storm warnings. Then after the storm, we get you the information to help you recover from the storm and help your neighbors. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable hurricane headquarters.
And I do want to say, I want to brag on them real quick. Yesterday, we celebrated 1 year of implementation of our permit program, MGO. And we have taken what was taking us approximately 8 weeks on residential houses to process. We have improved that, and we're averaging about 10 business days to move those through the process.
This is Tambri Lee. Tambri Lee, I think is how you say her name. Anyway, she's the building services director in Santa Rosa County. And holy smokes, man, that's pretty impressive. Like, it used to take us 8 weeks to get these permits approved. Now we're down to 10 days on average. That's impressive. Brief meetings last week. The Pensacola City Council meeting was a little over an hour. The Santa Rosa County Commission meeting was like a half an hour. I think people were trying to set some records. At the risk of saying something nice about the Escambia County School Board, 16 minutes. The emergency meeting on Friday was 16 minutes long. Now, of course, they didn't have anything to do other than, well, we'll maybe talk about this a little bit later. But, you know, the point is, like, all these meetings were very short last week, generally speaking. Not so much the Milton City Council meeting, but that's a whole different matter. We'll get into that more tomorrow. But, yeah, still a couple of good news notes. And, you know, sometimes I think you could rightly accuse, you know, people in my industry of sharing only the bad news or the controversy. And I think that is a complaint you could make against me as well. And I try not to be that way. But, you know, the drama is more entertaining sometimes. But sometimes it's just good news worth sharing. And there you got, you know, a dramatic improvement in efficiency in that department. Meanwhile, there's a Joppa Sports Complex. It's a renovation of the, this is if you go up Chemukla Highway. You see on the left-hand side there as you're going north, you see the school, Lead Academy, and then you see all the soccer fields, and then there's a sign that says there's an outlying field down the road there Whiting Field. Right there, that's the sports complex. That's the Joppa Road is the road you would drive down to go to the outlying field. I believe that's right. Anyway, that whole sportsplex is being renovated. And it's a pretty expensive project. It's like $1.5 million. But Brad Baker, the assistant county administrator, on Thursday made an announcement.
Chairman, I do have an update on that item. We were able to meet with the contractor that was a low bid and do some value engineering and also work with Public Works, some dirt work that we could do in lieu of them and have minimal impact of our daily operations. So we were able to save $263,900.
Wow.
So the contract will reflect that when you go to sign it. So instead of 1.7, it'll be 1.5 in there, and that's just through value engineering and Public Works taking on some of that.
$260,000 for, like, just let's be a little creative sake. Nice. $263.9, actually almost $264,000. So pretty good. $250,000 that the county saves the taxpayer just by working a little bit smarter rather than working a lot harder. So that's good. Meanwhile, this is going to be this week. We've got an interesting meeting. And yes, the school board meeting for the state on tomorrow and then the regular meeting by the school board is going to be interesting. But that's not the one I'm talking about. No, the one I'm talking about is going to come up on Wednesday.
On May 17th at 2 p.m., the DOMS meeting will occur at the Okaloosa County Board of County Commissioners office.
Oh. So it's Okaloosa, but Okaloosa is part of the District 1 Medical Examiner's service. They're the four-county area that has been fighting over what to do with the new medical examiner's facility. You know, the one that three counties wanted to put on Avalon Boulevard in Santa Rosa, and then we have Escambia County that's kind of dragging its feet, and then this is all if you ask me, okay, all of the hijinks related to the fabricated or exaggerated claims about the incompetence of the medical examiner's office, you know, concocted by Stephen Berry, along with the three funeral home directors, all of which have now backed off their statements in one way or another, okay? And then, you know, publicized by Jeff Bergosh, you know, complicit in this sort of scheme to make the medical examiner look terrible. All either as payback for, you know, some of the complaints raised against the Escambia County Commission for their failure to do right by the medical examiner's office, or as a form of leverage that Commissioner Berry thought he was going to get over on her. And I think that's not worked well for him. So anyway, I'm saying that this is going to be the first meeting of DOMS since all of that came out. So it's possible this could be an interesting meeting. Let me just put it that way. It's possible this could be an interesting meeting on Wednesday with the four representatives from the board there and, you know, Dan Schebler, who is the operations manager for the medical examiner's office. So we'll just say it, you know, we'll see. We'll see. Oh, yeah, that's public meeting. Yeah, so might watch that one. 6:45 on News Radio 92.3. Candy's got traffic on the fives.
Congratulations to Leslie Cook from Cantonment picking up tickets to the Pensacola Little Theater. Be listening for your chance to win more. Traffic tips 437-1620. Not showing any slowdowns or delays. Shemuckla Highway, Woodbine, and Burial, all clear. 437-1620. You can text again for traffic tips. News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. This brought to you by Fresh from Florida.
Very cool. Hey, if you're getting ready to work on a project in your home and you know exactly what to do, that is a perfect reason to ask the folks at Pensacola Hardware if you really do. Now, that may sound condescending, but I had an old boss when I worked in Phoenix, and he had an expression. He said, Andrew, his name was John Tim, and he would always say, Andrew, there's only two times when I want you to come and ask me for my input. I want you to ask me when you're not sure what to do and when you are. Meaning, always ask, right? And that's the point. Like, when it comes to hardware stuff, you know, you've probably gotten in the habit of, like, there's no point in asking the clerk at the hardware store because, you know, what do they know? I mean, maybe they do, maybe they don't, but, you know, usually not so much. Well, at Pensacola Hardware, they know. Like, they're genuinely the experts. Like, this is their business. Obviously not these people, but there's a legacy stretching back to 1851. They have been doing this for longer than Levi's has been in existence. Like, before the Civil War. Like, that's Pensacola Hardware. So, whether you have questions or whether you're not sure even what your questions are, or just, obviously, to buy the stuff. Fantastic place, fantastic resource. You'll kind of go once and you'll just keep going back because you'll be like, oh my God, this place is amazing. Pensacola Hardware, right downtown at 20 East Gregory Street. 6:47, News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay.
When you were 18, you spent your spring break in Cancun. The party was legendary, and you speak of it often, even though you don't remember half of it. The geeky kid who sat across from you in math class stayed home, practicing calculus. You made fun of her. A lot. That is, until last year, when you owed the IRS a lot of money and called the certified public accountants at Benakis & Associates. And she answered the phone. Who's laughing now? The number crunchers at Benakis & Associates live and breathe accounting and tax preparation. It's practically in their DNA. When you need to know what the heck a Form 656-PPV is, call Benakis & Associates. When you need a QuickBooks Pro advisor, call Benakis & Associates. When you need someone who practices long division for fun, Paul Benakis & Associates, now in the historic district on 120 South Alkanes and online at flacpas.com. Benakis & Associates, leave the numbers to the experts.
What'd you do this time, Brad?
I'm in the doghouse after my hunting trip last weekend.
Yeah, I was too. I blew off our date.
How'd you get out of the doghouse?
Stillwater's Day and Medical Spa. I got her a gift card. It took 3 minutes at swmedspa.com. She booked it this Saturday.
Saturday? So 9 holes then?
Tee times at 8.
To enjoy a hassle-free guys weekend, treat her to a gift card from Stillwater's Day and Medical Spa. Follow Stillwater's on Facebook or Instagram to enter contests and win great prizes. Or visit swmedspa.com.
Spring is a great time of the year for gardening, whether it's fertilizing the lawn, pruning, planting shrubs and summer blooming plants, and of course, tending to that vegetable garden. This is Mike Wiggins. If you've got spring gardening questions, we've got answers on the News Radio Garden Line every Tuesday morning at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. And if you miss us on Tuesday, then catch the Encore Edition every Saturday morning at 9. It's sponsored by Pensacola Hardware, Blue Sky Landscaping, and Barnes Feed Store.
Resetting your password, unsubscribing from emails, printing anything. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with an auto owner's insurance independent agent, getting the right coverage for your business doesn't have to be one of them, so you can get back to more important things, like learning how that printer works. That's simple human sense.
Ask Rushing Insurance in Pensacola and Daphne if auto owners make sense for you.
Tune in to News Radio Pensacola today and stay informed about what's happening in your community. We're here to keep you connected. News Radio Pensacola, informative, local, dependable.
National average for a gallon of gas has gone up a little bit, 353. Florida has come down a little bit, 347. So we're now below average. which is a better thing usually. 296 in Mississippi and 479 in California. That's the spread in the nation. 307 east at the Murphy in front of the Walmart on Highway 98 in Navarre. Coming the other direction, 307 at the other Walmart. If you're at the Murphy in front of the Avalon Road, the Avalon Boulevard, the Garcon Point Bridge, 304 there across the street. 319 at the Exxon in Gulf Breeze proper. 299 at the Raceway in Milton. Same at the Pea Ridge Murphy. 309 at several stations through Pace. 297 on 9 Mile at the Walmart. Nope, excuse me. 293 on 9 Mile at the Walmart. Same price at the US 29 Murphy in front of the Walmart there. And then coming in from the southwest side, looks like I thought I saw a 2. Nope. Not in the south end. 303 on the Navy Walmart. 650 here on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. David Wayne is in the newsroom this morning with our headlines. David?
Southwest Airlines pilots have authorized a strike, but apparently that does not mean it's imminent. The airline's pilots union said last week its members have approved a strike mandate by an overwhelming majority. This is, of course, right ahead of the busy summer holiday season, but the Southwest Airlines Pilots Association says that or is assuring travelers that the vote is not affecting its operations. That, according to Southwest Airlines, they say they're staffed and prepared to welcome travelers all summer. The chair of the House Foreign Affairs Committee says he does not expect the U.S. to default on its debt. Texas Republican Congressman Michael McCaul was on ABC's This Week. He said a default would be catastrophic and said Republicans have done their part in creating a plan to avoid that. And starting today, Planet Fitness offering free passes to all high school students who want to work out in their gyms this summer. The high school summer pass program offers free memberships for any student between 14 and 19 and runs through the end of August. You can sign up at any local Planet Fitness.
All right. So let me give you my assessment of this Planet Fitness thing. You ready for this?
Yes.
Now, this is gonna blow you away. This is not just wonderful generosity by Planet Fitness.
No.
It's good marketing.
No.
Because
you're saying there's an ulterior motive?
I'm saying that I think the number of high school age people who pay for a Planet Fitness membership is really low. Really, really, really low. Approaching zero. Well, how do you cultivate a customer base? When they don't buy your product already, why not give it to them and see if you can't hook them? Right?
So the free trial method.
Yes, yes. It's you know, they learn. I won't. There's a very obvious.
I learned so much from Andrew McKay.
Don't we all?
The free trial method. Yep. That's true, whether it's the credit card with the no interest or the no payments till later or the, hey, here, try this, you'll like it, and later we'll charge you for it. You know, whatever it is.
The 10,000 streaming services that I never canceled after a week.
That's exactly it. That's exactly it. So, because canceling is, you know, hard to do. And, you know, you just need a credit card to, you know, sign up. It's no big deal. We won't charge it for till 3 months. You know, yes, of course. Which, hey, good on them. That's good marketing. That's, and temporarily. What is it for the summer, right?
Through August.
For the summer. Yeah.
August.
Yeah, they get to do it for free.
Genius. I mean, it's genius, right? I imagine there will be maybe not a wave, but there will be other services that say to themselves.
I know you're not a gym guy, but yeah. Oh, yeah, go ahead.
You know, and they'll say, oh, that is an interesting pattern. What do we have to offer the kiddos for free for 3 months that later they'll pay for?
I believe they've been doing this for several years now.
They have.
Okay, there you
go.
Yeah,
and I bet when I go, like, I thought it would be like this whole influx of teeny boppers or whatever. It's fine. It's just normal people.
It's probably not that many
that like
who come.
It's the sports kids.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But if they get 5 or 10 or 20, you know, and
it's
listen,
awesome.
I don't mean to be disparaging. I'm really not critical. I'm saying this is a good strategy. And even if all they do is give the kids access to the gyms for the summer, well, that's good too. It's either good or good business or both, right? So, okay.
Absolutely.
You were
going
to say something handy though.
No, that's all.
Okay. 6:54 here on News Radio 92.3. What else do we have going on? Oh, did you see? This is one of those, like, the really sort of stories. There was a little girl, 8, I think, is what I have in my head, who was in her backyard playing, you know, like not fenced backyard, I guess. But she was in her backyard playing, and a 17-year-old boy comes along and tries to abduct her. Horrible story, right? The kind of thing that as a parent, you know, it freaks you out. As a citizen, you know, terrifies you to think that something like this could happen. So 8-year-old hunting mushrooms in her backyard, okay? And a 17-year-old man emerges from the woods and tries to take her. To the rescue comes her 14-year-old brother. Armed 14-year-old brother, armed with a slingshot. He hits the dude in the head and the chest. So he has time to shoot, reload, shoot, and hits both times, or at least hits twice out of however many shots he takes, and makes the guy run away. Troopers eventually find the suspect hiding at a gas station with wounds to his head and his chest, taken into custody and transported for an interview to the law enforcement office. Ultimately, he confesses to detectives that he planned on severely beating the victim. Unbelievable. Arraigned in district court on Thursday. This is in Michigan. Sorry, I didn't tell you the location. My fault. Yeah, in Michigan, okay, in Alpena County. Anyway, attempted kidnapping and child enticement, one count of attempted assault through great bodily harm, less than murder, and one count of assault and battery. Now, listen, the kid with the 14-year-old is a hero, obviously, and you know he'd practice with his slingshot. You know, he didn't just emerge suddenly from the house and first time know how to hit a guy twice like that so effective. There's a biblical story kind of follows this pattern.
Yeah, I was going to say that sounded familiar.
Yeah, it sounds
like in the books at the doctor's office.
His
the
name
Protestant
is
books.
Daniel. Weird. No. But I mean, that's an amazing story. So this kid's a total hero and saved his sister's potentially life. Certainly saved her from a horrible.
What
crime,
is it with
right?
Michigan and kidnapping?
I don't know.
Good. I hope they put that kid down.
I lived there for my first like 9 years of my life, and I can't.
It's
tell you.
Hell, isn't it? Yeah, Michigan's weird.
I liked it okay, but it's a weird place. I'll just put it that way.
And that's speaking. Traffic tips 437 1620 East Bay Boulevard, Navarre. Again, closed for the drainage improvement project. The only thing we're seeing right now, there wasn't another accident, rather, that popped up, but it's not showing a roadblock. It's Rawls Avenue, Willis Street, and Jones Street. And this is kind of north of I-10 in Carr City, but not showing a roadblock, just a hit-and-run crash in that area. Certainly, if you see an accident or a slowdown, you can... let us know, 437-1620. If you have traffic tips, text them in. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thanks so much, Candy. Somebody here says Planet Fitness did this promo last year, like you said. Any idea how many stayed in the program? No idea. Somebody here says old school weapons still work on modern Goliaths. Exactly right. Somebody with a 14-year-old named David. That's what you're thinking, right?
Right.
Let's see. What was the other one? I had seen a different one. Okay, this is a reward for those of you who really listen closely to a lot of the show. Somebody here says, so did Escambia County Schools have anyone recording their meeting to listen, to re-listen to the meeting for 9 hours to analyze their grammar? That's a callback to the Milton realtor. But yeah, no, and somebody says, even though it's not a gun, the kid just made the case for an armed citizenry against criminals. That's exactly right, you know? How does a 14-year-old do in physical combat against a 17-year-old? Typically, they're going to lose badly. How does a 14-year-old do against a 17-year-old in combat where the 14-year-old has a range weapon like a sling? He wins, or can. I mean, that's, you know, weapons are just force equalizers, right? That's the idea. Like, the knife makes the weaker person capable of fighting off the stronger person. The slingshot, the bow and arrow, the crossbow. They're not the ideal weapons, maybe, you know, for concealed carry purposes, but, you know, and a gun, same thing, right? It's designed to help the weak against the strong. 658 News Radio 92.3. Time for future news when Candy and I tell you what's going to happen before it happens. All right, Warrenton Middle School, based on everything you know, is it going to be Charter Schools USA or get closed?
Charter schools.
Oh, man, I hate to say it. I think it's going to close. Yeah. Is the state board going to punish Escambia County School Board?
Yes.
Yes. Tomorrow. We'll find out tomorrow for sure.
That's true. They can just send all the kids to Planet Fitness. I'll teach.
Is the current trend of better immigration going to continue?
Yes.
I'm going to say yes based on the facts we have so far.
Your home for Brian Kilmeade, weekdays 11 to 1, is News Radio.